Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. This past week, someone left a big box of donuts on the office desk. And there it sat until lunchtime when Elaine mistily, bravely went over to the box and brought it into the kitchenette where we were eating and put it down. Then she opened the box and all of us said, oh no, I could not possibly eat a whole donut. So Elaine cut the donut in fourths, and then she cut another donut in fourths, and then another one in fourths. So we began just taking fourths of all these different donuts, and I know we ate more than one donut each. When I was a little girl, I distinctly remember the first time my parents invited me to make a choice. I was taken to Becker's Bakery in Manhattan Beach, and my dad asked me, which donut do you want? I froze. This was huge. This is the first time I'm going to choose what donut I want. It took me a long time, and I chose the maple bar. It looked bigger. I think today's gospel is very hard, and it includes choice. And choices have consequences. When we chose one-fourth of donuts, we just went along and went enjoying being able to choose all these little fourths and eventually eating all these wonderful little tidbits. But what's in today's gospel is almost shocking, some of the statements that we hear. The gospel of Matthew was written at least 70 years after Jesus died and rose. This particular gospel is set almost in the middle of Matthew's gospel, and it's part of what is known as the missionary discourse. This part of the gospel writer included all kinds of sayings. And there were instructions that Jesus gave to his disciples before they went out two by two in their first opportunity to do ministry. And in this particular gospel, we hear that these instructions, this message, is very hard to hear, very shocking. I have come not to bring peace, but a sword. Yet if we look at the whole of the four Gospels, we know that Jesus said to the storm, peace, and the storm calmed down. The first thing he said to the disciples in the upper room was, peace. Do not be afraid, it is I. Jesus said to someone after healing them, go in peace. And at every service we say, the peace of the Lord be with you. So Jesus says this phrase about, I have not come to bring peace but a sword, before this section on division. So what's that all about? Well, sometimes we make choices that have consequences. And the invitation that Jesus gives in the whole of the gospel, which we call the good news, is that love is the choice, the basis for our choices, the truth of love. There was a seminarian that I know who was born in India. She grew up Hindu, and her parents sent her to a Christian school for education. As an adult, she made a choice to be baptized, and her family disowned her. That is an example of the division we hear in the gospel. We make a choice and it has a consequence. Not something we wanted to have happen, but we chose in truth, and sometimes we suffer. And we know of people who have said to their parents, they've come out and say, I'm gay or lesbian or transgender or bisexual, and sometimes a parent can't handle the truth of their son or daughter, and they never see each other again. So sometimes the truth of our choices has significant consequences. Yet, in the same gospel, Jesus says, but don't be afraid. Look around. You see that little sparrow fall to the ground? We know that. God knows that that sparrow has fallen. You are worth more than a sparrow. In fact, the hairs on your head, whether you have them or not, are all counted. And of course, it's easier for God to count some than others. So, this particular gospel, do not be afraid. Make the choices. And sometimes, the choice includes speaking the truth in love. And sometimes we don't speak the truth in love. And what happens? We've damaged a relationship. So in the whole of the Gospels, the good news, Jesus also says to us, go and reconcile. So the truth of choice includes recognizing I've closed myself off, or they have closed me off. And we need to go out and make a new choice and say, forgive me, or I am sorry. So even as you're hearing in this particular sermon, maybe something's stirring in you and you recognize where you need to speak the truth with new love or new hope or reach out in forgiveness and reconciliation. In this gospel, we also hear that Jesus says, unless you lose your life, you won't find it. Lose it for me. And sometimes we wonder, what does that choice really look like, to lose one's life? Well, this past week, we got a call from someone that we help once in a while. This woman lives in Wilmington, and every few months she calls for some assistance with rent or for food. And Sarah and I each have something called a discretionary fund. Whenever we do a memorial or a wedding or someone can give us a gift designated for your discretionary fund, we have this money to use to help people in need. And so we keep in our office a stack of Vons Club cards, $50 cards. So this woman called on Wednesday, and she says, I need your help. The day before, the county had taken her sister's 3 children, and this woman went and brought them home because she did not want them to be lost in the system. And her nieces and nephews are 16, 14, and 12. And she went and took these 3 back to her one-bedroom apartment in Wilmington. And she's going to raise these kids. They're not going to be lost in the system, she said. But can you help me? Because when I went to pick them up, they just were standing there. No suitcase, nothing. Do you have any clothes, any food? So we went to the parish hall and took everything out of all of our bins, and we're able to fill up 2 suitcases with clothes for these 3 kids. And then I drove them to Wilmington. And on the way, I got them lunch. And so besides the clothes, I had some Vons Club cards and money for clothes from our discretionary fund. So I arrived in Wilmington in the parking lot of her apartment. I called to say, I'm here. Can you come down and help me? And it was noisy. Radio music was really loud. And I remember hearing what my mom would say once in a while when we saw a situation that was hard to look at or hard to be a part of. And she would say, "There, but for the grace of God, go I." But I've learned since then, there is God and God's grace in that person and in that situation. So she came up to me, we unloaded my car, we went into her apartment, we sat and talked for a while, and then I said to her, "Can we pray before I leave?" Only the 16-year-old was there, and so I asked her to come and join us, and we sat down, and we held hands, and I prayed out loud, "Thank you, God, that we are members of one family, brothers and sisters together." And I squeezed the 16-year-old's hands. And then I drove home. Praying out loud that we are members of one family is the basis for our choices. We are one. And we do not need to be afraid when we reach out into a situation we're not comfortable with. Because do not be afraid. I love you more than sparrows. God is with you in your choices as you speak the truth, as you ask to be forgiven, or as you say, "I'm sorry." God is with you. And when these choices are really difficult, then I encourage you to cut them into fourths and do a bite-size movement forward, something you can handle. The choices are yours. Amen.